Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The star dancer accused of masterminding the attack on Bolshoi Ballet chief Sergei Filin admitted today that he gave the go-ahead. But he also told a Moscow court that the assault, which was carried out by another man, went much further than he expected.
What happened to Sergei? I was shocked. I couldn't believe that this man who had suggested that he would beat Sergei up decided to use acid instead.
The judge in the case refused to release dancer Pavel Dmitrychenko on bail and ordered him and his two co-defendants held until at least April 18th while the investigation continues. Filin suffered severe burns to his face and eyes in the January attack, and the incident exposed bitter rivalries and infighting within the Bolshoi Theater. Also in Russia is a different kind of attack on the current president, Vladimir Putin, and it's coming from former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev. The BBC's Moscow correspondent Steve Rosenberg spoke with Gorbachev.
Да, вы знаете, что я его очень активно поддерживал, когда он первый срок дежурил. Очень.
I actively supported Putin during his first term as president. I really did. But then relations between us soured. I've criticized him a lot in public. He sometimes loses his temper. Once he said that Gorbachev's tongue should be cut short.
Надо укоротить язык Горбачёву.
I ignored that. I get the feeling he's very tense and worried. Not everything's going well. I think he should change his style and make readjustments to the regime.
What do you think about the succession of laws which President Putin has signed since returning to power that appear to crack down on dissent?
I am astonished by the number of laws. The common thread running through all of them is an attack on the rights of citizens. For goodness sake, you shouldn't be afraid of your own people. What people want and expect their president to do is to restore an open, direct dialogue with them. And he shouldn't take offense at this. He should concentrate on trying to drag Russia out of the difficult situation she's in.
Do you speak to Putin? Does he ask your advice?
No, we haven't been in contact for a year now. No meetings, no telephone calls. We've had meetings scheduled, but something always seems to get in the way. There's always some kind of excuse.
What do you think is the biggest threat to Putin? Does it come from the streets? Or does it come from the people around him? Because in your case, in 91, it was the people around you who tried to get you from power.
Такой опасности у него нет. Окружение...
There is no danger of that. His entourage is the right one for him. He selected it, and it works the way he wants it to. But look at his entourage. Even the inner circle, those by his side, there are so many thieves and corrupt officials there. If things don't change, Russia will continue to drift like a piece of ice in the Arctic Ocean.
Many Russians still blame you for the collapse of the USSR. Do you accept any responsibility for the loss of the country?
What I accept is that the part of society you are talking about needs help to see the reality. I am often accused of giving away Central and Eastern Europe. But who did I give it to? I gave Poland back to the Poles. The same with Hungary.
I remember there was a poll 1 year ago which asked Russians to rank all their leaders from the last 100 years in order of their effectiveness. And you were at the bottom of that poll. Stalin was above you. Why? Why is that possible?
Ну, во-первых, ситуация меняется очень.
I think the situation is changing. First of all, my new book is a sellout. And then there are all the letters I'm getting from people. They write, why are we searching for heroes when we have Gorbachev, who opened up so many new opportunities for us and stood firm, no matter how much pressure he came under? I have a feeling that the young generation today, which is cultured and educated, is changing the whole picture.
That's Mikhail Gorbachev, former leader of the Soviet Union. He spoke with the BBC's Steve Rosenberg. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.